Okay, so maybe it's time to talk about the unspoken expectations that we have about our lives. Sometimes, just like today, we have these ninja moments that occur and we think, wow, how did that happen? How is it possible that I grabbed that coffee cup right before it fell over? It shocked us, right? I want to talk to you just a minute about ninja moments and why they should happen more often. Yes, it's a crazy idea, but I'm convinced that we have no idea what we're capable of, why things are the way they are, and we believe so much of the downside, the negative, the things that have happened in the past, that you say, like I used to say, well, success is usually accidental for me, right? I don't even know how it happened. I don't know why it happened. I just know that when it happened, I was as surprised as everybody else. Have you ever felt like success was like a ninja moment? You know, that's just such an incredible, crazy idea that I had to talk about it today, because ninja moments are those moments when you've been there. Come on. You've been there. It happens. And you're like, whoa, I didn't mean to show that to the world. You know, I didn't mean to show my superpowers. And in the back of your mind, you're thinking to yourself, come on, you're with me here. In the back of your mind, you're thinking to yourself, man, I'm good. I'm good, man. Who knew I could do that? I bet most people couldn't do that. Has it ever happened to you in other situations? Like maybe you accidentally said the right thing to somebody and they said, wow, that was really helpful. Or somebody came back and said to you, you know, when you did that for me, when you talked to me about that topic, when you shared with me what was really important in your life, it made an impact. You know, I've had that happen like 20, 30 years ago, and people, you know, it took them that long probably to realize that I'd said something meaningful for a change. But people come back and say, you know, Greg, that moment when you stepped aside and talked to me about what was going on in my life, it meant more to me than you'll ever know. And guess what? Yeah, you guessed it. It was accidental. Unfortunately, I was probably looking past them. I was probably thinking something else was a lot more important. I was probably looking at those moments and thinking, that it was just kind of a sidebar, right? Sidebar that was happening and instead of the main thing. So what if ninja moments were the main thing? Now, where am I going with this? Where I'm going with this is that I believe we're capable of way more than we've ever imagined that we're capable of. And so if I'm going to believe that and speak to that, then I have to imagine that when we see those rare moments that we do something we didn't think we were capable of, that is actually a better representation of what we'd be able to do if we could get rid of, you guessed it, the head trash. If we could get rid of the limiting beliefs about ourselves. And am I saying that we should just act randomly and not plan, and that we shouldn't have risk measures in place, and that we should expect things that we've never? No, I'm not saying any of that. What I'm saying is that we should open our mind to the possibility that we can have a larger impact than we're having. Or even more importantly, that the micro steps that we're taking, perhaps we're only taking those micro steps towards our greatest created potential because of the headwind that we're facing. And sometimes that headwind, it's in our own heads. Okay. So I'm picturing me out in the storm, struggling to walk forward like that weatherman, you know, that you see on the Weather Channel in the hurricane, right? I'm struggling to walk forward. And then I'm picturing I'm strolling on the beach. Now, those are the images that I have, okay? Because I got to admit, a lot of times during the day, during the work week, let's say, a lot of times I feel like I'm walking in a hurricane. How about you? If you're walking in a hurricane, I want to hear some feedback, right? If you've been walking in that hurricane, it's because we are facing headwind, right? We are facing the head trash, the swimming in jello. I'm using all my analogies here, all my metaphors, all my imagery, everything I can use. I'm pulling out all the stops. I mean, we're swimming in this sea of jello because we're trying to move toward a targeted goal. We're trying to move somewhere that we aren't right now. We're moving from where we are to where we want to be. And in between there is where all the head trash exists. All right. I'm not immune. Just me talking about it doesn't mean that I'm immune. In fact, I wake up every morning. I have to talk about this in one of our podcasts. So I wake up every morning. I have to review the known facts, right? I got to go back and review the parameters of the day, not my schedule, not the timelines, not the things I'm on. I got to review what's important to me, what I need to remind myself of today so that I can see past the noise. Because the noise is going to stop me, just speaking for myself here, the noise is going to stop me from becoming who I'm capable to be. So if you want to move past the head trash, you want to have more ninja moments, I'm going to encourage you that it's possible that you should have more ninja moments. No, I don't mean be more clumsy so you can accidentally scoop your coffee cup off of the. I did that this morning, by the way. That's what made this happen. That's what made this. I reached over and my Yeti, I hit my Yeti and it. I knew the coffee was going to be all over the carpet and everything else, you know, and real time as it was falling toward the desk, because it's one of these big tall ones, as it was falling toward the desk, I instinctively grabbed the handle on that thing, didn't spill a drop. How does that happen? How does anything happen when we find out what we're capable of? Because we respond, we've prepared, we respond. And when things happen, we don't take the time to consider the head trash. Well, maybe that's really what's going on. Maybe the fact is that we get so busy getting out there considering all the things that can go wrong, all the reasons why we can't do it, that in the process, we disclaimer and we disqualify ourselves from actually just grabbing the cup and saving the day, right? Maybe what it really means is we ought to do less consideration of not other people's opinions or feelings, but we ought to do more intentional consideration of those things and maybe less consideration about, oh, what happens if I fail? You know, I hear so often this perspective of the fear of missing out, right? Maybe there are, I mean, I know there are 10 fears. I've written the book, The 10 Fears, that I would love to get your feedback on, but you can find that in the resources and on my webpage and everything else. But you know, the fact is, one of them that I hear most often in people's voices is this fear of missing out. They're afraid that if they don't take advantage of certain situations when they occur, that they're going to be missing out on something. And so therefore, instead of making traction toward a specific goal, they hold back, they postpone, they don't take action, they procrastinate, they think that there's another day out there that's going to be better than today for me to take action. Or, of course, there's always that fear of failure, right? We don't try, then we don't risk failure, and we make up all kinds of reasonable reasons why we don't try. And I just want to tell you, what if that's all head trash? I mean, what if the only thing holding you back from where you could be is that thought? That when you're doing battle, when you're out there, you know, bracing yourself against the headwind of life, that what if most of that headwind is like just happening as a result of you arguing with yourself? I know it doesn't seem like that's true. I know it seems like all these things are real and we're just pulling ourselves together and bracing ourselves. But I just want you to consider today that you ought to have more ninja moments, that you ought to just like move forward and expect great results. That you ought to connect with the people who are going to help you maintain and build on this foundation of what you're capable of and not on this foundation of all the things you shouldn't try and shouldn't do. When you surround yourself with people who are convinced that the sky is falling, guess what? That's the way you function. We've been raised in a culture that tells us not to stick our neck out, that tells us we've got to live in a very politically correct way, that we somehow have to shift our language. Instead of telling things the way they are, we've got to be so cautious. And I'm not saying we should be offensive, but there are times when we're talking about things like our faith, when we're talking about the kingdom of God, when we're talking about some of the things that are potential or passion or mission in our own lives, whatever arena they're in, that we've got to risk even offending people sometimes because not everybody's in our tribe, okay? One of the things I learned when I first started talking and doing videos out there was that I was going to have a few haters, you know, because I'm saying things that some people don't want to hear. It makes them uncomfortable to think that they have more control over their lives, I guess. It makes them uncomfortable to think that they're a part of something bigger, which I believe we are. But I want to challenge you today not to discount those ninja moments. I want to challenge you to reach out and believe in those ninja moments as more of what you're capable of than anything else. Hey, let's go out there today, have a few more ninja moments. Greg Yates, the No Head Trash Nation, your host. Tell somebody about this podcast and let's do this No Head Trash breakthrough together.